the prevalence of technologies, once COVID hit, that made us all switch the way we thought about teaching.
You're listening to the SmartSocial.com podcast. I'm your host, Josh Oakes. This is our district talk segment where we interview district leaders to learn how they're keeping students safe on social media so those students can someday shine online. Now, let's get back to the interview.
Hello, my name is Dylan Perley, principal at Needham Elementary School in Franklin, Indiana. That puts me about 30 minutes south of Indianapolis, a town that you might be more familiar with. Our elementary is preschool through fourth grade, serving about 360 students. Our district, Franklin Community Schools, has 8 schools, 5 elementaries, intermediate, middle, and high school level, and we serve just around 5,000 students.
Terrific. Thanks for that intro.
My name is Deron Wilson. I'm the Executive Director of School Engagement for Poughkeepsie City School District, which is in Poughkeepsie, New York, Mid-Hudson Valley region. We're about an hour and a half away from New York City. We have approximately 4,400 students in our district, 1 middle school, 1 high school, and 5 elementary schools, with one of them being a pre-K and K early learning center.
Deron, we're going to start with you. How has the prevalence of technology in the classroom impacted student learning and engagement? And what strategies have you found to be the most effective in keeping students focused and productive?
Well, the prevalence of technologies, once COVID hit, that made us all switch the way we thought about teaching. We went into our district, we used Google Classroom. So now the students was taught how to actually learn digitally. And then when we came back from COVID, now we're using iReady, which is a digital platform for our elementary students from K through 8. We're having students engage on a digital technology and using computers. We have Chromebooks, and for our students with exceptionalities, they have touchscreens so that they're able to navigate through the class. What made it more engaging for the students is making the teachers also get the same type of training in Google Classroom to start making social things happen in the classroom, a more of gaming with the students and making it more relevant into what they're used to nowadays. A lot of the teachers even brought in like game night and a game system type of thing for the classroom so that students can feel. And then we're using Promethean boards as well. So COVID kind of forced us to step our game up.
Great. Thank you so much for that. Dylan, talk to us about the prevalence of technology in your classrooms. As an elementary school principal, how has that impacted student learning and engagement? We're coming out of COVID. What strategies, what are you guys doing to be the most effective in keeping students focused and productive?
We are also using that Google Classroom platform, K through 4. But we're actually taking a step back from the technology. And this is coming for a couple of reasons. In the kindergarten, first, second grade, we're starting to keep the devices at school instead of sending them home. So we're using them in the classroom more, but less for at-home assignments, perhaps homework or things like that. We still like to do a lot of hands-on instruction, a lot of hands-on engagement, especially in those early classrooms, those younger learners. But what I've noticed in these four grade classrooms is that it is another way that teachers can differentiate their instruction. We have some students that really thrive learning digitally, learning on that platform. So it is a new way to engage learners and just kind of have a different mindset or a different perspective. And so when I now am choosing teachers or choosing students to be placed with a certain teacher, I can keep that as one of those factors for the students. It's not necessarily their years of experience or their tone in engaging students, but also how much do they use technology? Because we have some students who are really embracing that.
That's terrific. Next question that we have for you, are there any special ways, Deron, that your district is using digital technology in a homeroom or advisory class on a weekly or monthly basis to enhance learning and collaboration among students? For instance, if you've got a 15 to 30 minute weekly class or daily class, what are you doing in there to teach positive social media use, get in ahead of social media problems, maybe some of the trends? What are your campuses doing?
Oh, so at our elementary level, they have mindful mornings. So Each principal goes on and then read off the mindful quote. And then the teachers in their classrooms will put on like a YouTube video or anything about mindfulness. And there's always a different topic each week, or some principals take it and do it every day. but at least once a week, they focus on a topic and they show it on the screen and it's throughout the whole building. At our secondary levels, individual departments and teachers have used their homeroom periods to do just that, do a lot of character building and character education. We are in the process of looking, of hopefully next year, putting advisory classes into our school. And then what we also have done in our district is created two positions at our secondary level, one in the middle school and one in the high school, for a social emotional learning counselor. And that is what they do. They push into classrooms and use technology to show lessons and different videos to talk about the proper uses of social media and the different things that could come about in the secondary students day and thing, you know, vaping and things like that. Being, you know, those are like the newest topics that are coming, anti-bullying and just treating each other with respect. Fortunate enough for us, we were able to get those big Promethean boards. And so now they're using those things like on a daily basis in their home.
I want to thank both of you for coming out. Everybody else who's watching or listening to this, you can click the links below to subscribe. We'll see you soon on the next episode of the Smart Social Podcast. Have a great day, everybody.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to our SmartSocial.com podcast. I'm your host, Josh Oakes. This was our District Talk segment where we interview school district leaders to learn how they're keeping students safe on social media so those students can someday launch into their future by shining online. This episode was brought to you by our SmartSocial.com VIP program. It's called the Very Informed Parent Program, which helps you engage your students with teen-led video lessons. Stay one step ahead with our premium parent newsletter and discover hidden features on trending apps on teens' phones and our 54 plus live parent and student friendly events every single year. You can click on the link below to chat with one of our team members if you want a free pass to our VIP program to support your community with our smartsocial.com resources. And if you're a district leader who has a success story, we would love to feature you on a future episode. You can click the links below to reach out. Thanks so much for listening, and we look forward to seeing you on the next episode. Have a great day.